This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Today's report comes from the 103rd Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting at the Palmer House in Chicago. Over 1,500 Farm Bureau members are in attendance and representing the 95 county Farm Bureau offices across the state. This morning we have a chance to talk with a couple of folks from Macoupin County, and we'll start with Macoupin County Farm Bureau Manager Mark Duggar. Mark, we hear from you on a weekly basis, but it's nice to be able to sit down and have a conversation with you. You're in Chicago for annual meeting. How are things going so far?
Well, so far, so good. We got a good early start. Young leaders are doing their awards program right now. Our committee from Macoupin County did very well. Got a bronze star for their committee work. So the guys and ladies really worked hard this past year and have a well-deserved award on the plaque.
And you've got a pretty big group for your Young Farmers Committee. I've followed some of the meetings that they have on a monthly basis and some of the programs going on, working with local FFA chapters. Some good involvement.
Lots of good involvement. We get about 15 to 20 young farmers in the county that are very active. We've got good relationships with all the FFA chapters in the county. So we enjoy working back and forth with those FFA students and 4-H students in the county with the various projects that we have.
With this annual meeting, one thing that Illinois Farm Bureau tries to highlight is the grassroots concept of the organization. So that starts with you guys in the county and your board members, your farmers that make up the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. I guess good involvement from your board, a lot of great people that you're working with. Talk to us about membership and the role of your board.
A real good, active board. They are very involved in the local issues, which indicates on our Bronze Star on our local affairs program. So those guys are great at bringing ideas back into the boardroom, picking out the issues that Farm Bureau really needs to get involved with, and then carrying that through and possibly bringing up new resolutions to the annual meeting.
Well, it's always great to have involved local members in the county and farmers, and it's great to have them on a board and hear their voices and let their voices be heard. As far as membership in the county, Macoupin County is pretty big, and I know you've got a pretty solid base of Farm Bureau members. About how many people are we talking?
We've got roughly 4,800 Farm Bureau members in Macoupin County, which puts us in the larger membership group. So that's a challenge to keep that level of membership, but we have good help from our country financial reps in bringing in new members, and we have good help from our members bringing in members. So that's a big part of what keeps the organization vibrant and involved in the community.
And there are lots of activities that take place throughout the year that are available to your members. Any of those that you'd like to highlight if someone's not already a member, maybe something to entice them to becoming one of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we do try to keep involved in the local issues. We have a regular attendance at our county board meetings, our political county board meetings. That's just to kind of keep a pulse or fingers on a pulse of the county to know what's going on there. We just celebrated our 100th anniversary. I had a great turnout for that group, and our foundation board of directors did a great job with a silent auction there to raise funds for agricultural scholarships, and then that came back to reward us with a bronze star for our Macoupin County Ag Foundation.
Well, that's amazing, 100 years, so congratulations to the county on that achievement. And I know the organization, whether it's Illinois Farm Bureau or in the counties, looking to bring the next generation in to serve on the boards and get involved. And we've got someone who's interested in maybe getting more involved with the county. And now we'll talk with Jason Weller. Jason, last time I talked to you, you were still in high school and an FFA member and serving as an officer. A little bit's changed since then, so give us an update on where you are now.
Yeah, so I am a freshman now at Southern Illinois University Carbondale, actively going to school as a full-time student. I just kind of got into Collegiate Farm Bureau earlier this year, and so far I've been loving it. Went to kind of some local things with our Collegiate Farm Bureau, and then coming here, it's just been an amazing experience seeing all, you know, what happens really at annual meeting and stuff like that.
Have you attended annual meeting before, or is this your first time?
This would be my first time, actually, at annual meeting and in Chicago. So, I mean, it has been quite the experience for me. Kind of, it's like looking at all the awards and kind of what all they do. The discussion meets I thought was very interesting, kind of maybe something that I might try to do in the future in the collegiate level. So.
Pretty impressive to see so many farmers in one place, especially in Chicago, in the heart of the city, and at the Palmer House. So that had to be pretty neat to see for the first time.
Oh, absolutely. Just, you know, all the farmers around Illinois coming together for such a big event. I mean, it is just eye-opening what really the agriculture industry can really do.
And I would say your interest probably in getting involved in Farm Bureau stems back to your background at home. You have a farming background.
Yeah, so I'm from Palmyra, Illinois. I've always lived on a farm with my parents and then, of course, my grandparents. We have a cattle operation where my dad and I all year are working to raise our calves and then sell them at the end of the year to start all over again.
Well, thanks for talking with me today. And as you said, you're hoping to get more involved. And I was talking with Mark a little bit. Maybe some interest in discussion meets down the road for the Young Leaders Committees?
Yeah, I mean, I was seeing it all yesterday, kind of was watching it, and somebody brought it up that they think I might be kind of good at that type of thing. And so it was kind of something maybe in the thought for next year and kind of maybe start out collegiate level doing that way, getting my feet wet, and then trying to go into Young Leaders.
Would you encourage other college students that are your age or maybe seniors in high school that are looking to get involved with a group in college, maybe Collegiate Farm Bureau is a good option?
Absolutely. If they have an ag background or are passionate about agriculture, they should definitely get into Collegiate Farm Bureau so then they can see kind of this experience, and it's just amazing organization.
Mark Duggar and Jason Weller of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. From the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting in Chicago, I'm Katie Wilson.